the quorum, so I appreciate that. Just want to go ahead and object for today's meeting, as our executive director sent out, was to review and consider the revised school reopening plan, and all this came about by direction from the Department of Education within the last, I think, week to 10 days. So at this time, I'll turn it over to our executive director, Mr. Hill, so that he can walk us through how this came about and what those changes are that he is proposing.
Sure. Thank you very much, Lisa. So the two major changes are, for us, essentially we were always running a virtual academy that was starting school on August 24. So there's no changes on that in at all. Our blended option was originally expected to begin on October 12th. And so we were giving ourselves a staggered start with our pre-K through second grade students coming in early, our older students coming in a few weeks later, and then they would begin A day, B day. Well, we're now required to bring everyone in by August 31st. And so what we're doing is we're still doing a staggered start. It's just a week difference now. So pre-K through second grade will be in person on August 24th. For 4 days, 5 days now. That was the other change. It went from 4 days to five. And we will have half days on Fridays for that group in person. Our older students, grades 3 through 12, will begin on August 31st, and they will be A day, B day. In our original plan, we were doing 2 days of in-person, 2 days of virtual, and then the third day of independent study, kind of study hall, makeup, that sort of thing. And so with the change, we're now making that third day another virtual day. So our older students will get 2 days in person and 3 days of live virtual instruction. So those are the substantive changes in the plan. And if you got a chance to review the most recent version, you'll see those changes in green with the proposed schedules.
Fridays, we had to add the Friday for the Department of Ed, and that Friday is half day all virtual, right?
Correct.
Okay, for all grades.
Yeah, so for our K through second grade students, Fridays is a half day, so they're in person for a half day and then they'll go home. And then for our older students, it's a full day of virtual instruction.
Okay, full day, okay.
And Will, remind me, sorry, I've got the Tuesdays in my head, and I'm not sure if I really read this or not for Arkansas. Is it still 180, how many student days for students this academic year?
So the last guidance that I reviewed was 175.
175.
Was 175, yeah.
And so how will that work then, given the lower L having started a week prior to the 3 through 12?
Yeah, good question. So we'll still exceed the number anyway with the number of instructional days.
Okay.
But the older kids, even though they're in person on the 31st, they begin virtually on the 24th.
They're technically in school. Okay, got it.
Any other questions for Will at this time before we go into approving this plan? Okay, hearing none, I would entertain a motion to accept the revised school reopening plan as presented.
So moved.
I'll second that. Ron.
Discussions? All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed, please indicate by saying nay. Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Hill, do you need anything else from us?
No, you all have been great. Thank you very much for the last minute meeting. I really appreciate your time. If I can answer any other questions, feel free to just reach out.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Have a good rest of the evening and stay safe.
Bye. Thank you, too.
Same to you all.
Bye.